You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the Celebrity Series, presenting Contus as part of its debut series. I'm Jesse Jacobs. Later on tonight, we'll have a chance to hear another group making its Celebrity Series debut, the Dover String Quartet, playing Dvorak's beautiful 14th Quartet. That's in about 22 minutes from now. Right now, let's return to this a cappella program at Longy's Pickman Hall by the 8-member vocal ensemble Contus. The program's title is Alone Together, featuring popular tunes, classical works, and brand new music, all on the theme of aloneness and the longing for connection. In a conversation before the concert, tenor Zachary Colby talked about what comes next.
We open the second half with, the infamous Beatles, She's Leaving Home. And it's sort of a discussion of a young girl who's decided to leave home because her parents don't understand her. So it's really kind of a nudge maybe at the internet age and that generation of feeling, you know, like millennials are ruining society and we're not buying houses and we're not buying ketchup or whatever the next thing is we're not buying. But it's really a kind of a meditation on that to open up that second half.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Struggling to connect these days. But what can be more worthy of that struggle than love? And not too long ago, it was considered embarrassing or possibly even absurd to have to use a dating service. But actually, as of today, one out of every three new marriages starts with an online relationship. It was in the spirit of this that Contus commissioned composer David Lang to write his manifesto, the lyrics of which come from Google's autocomplete feature. Now, for those of us who aren't aware of exactly what that is, all you have to do is you go to google.com and you simply type in the phrase, you type in, I want to be with someone who, and then instantly what pops up is a list of the most popular ways that that search has been completed over a certain amount of time. And that list became the lyrics for David Lang's manifesto.
To be with someone who won't get tired of me, who wants to be with me for who I
Contus with Manifesto, a piece the group commissioned from David Lang. The text was chosen in a novel way by typing these words into a search engine. I want to be with someone who. The results of that search are the words of this fascinating piece of music. If you would like to read that text or any of the other text on this concert, you'll find an electronic version of the program book at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. I'm Jesse Jacobs, and this is WCRB In Concert with the Celebrity Series, presenting the 8-man vocal ensemble Contus in its debut concert at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music. And the program is called Alone Together. Once again, I'm going to get out of the way and let one of the singers introduce the final piece on the program.
We'd like to finish this evening's program up with the final two movements of Stephen Sammet's We Two, which are settings of Walt Whitman's Calamus poems. In these poems, Whitman writes not only of the joy and fear of meeting his heart's equal, but also of these wild, previously unexplored corners that this interaction sparks. We live in an incredibly scientific age where anyone can quickly Google how snow is formed or the fastest directions between here and Minneapolis, say. It can be hard to believe in mystery and magic. Yes, it is true that we are to go through life on this earthly plane as one, singular,
alone.
But our connections with other people is where our magical powers lie. Break out of your shell, use one of these newfangled, incredible tools, Pinterest, Ancestry.com, an online skill builder, whatever, to get in touch with someone to explore your singularity with. Who knows what fierce wild corners you may discover?
Not heat flames up and consumes, not sea waves hurry in and out on the delicious air of the ripe summer.
Of beasts, vegetables, minerals, we are two predatory hawks.
We soar above and look down. We are two resplendent suns. We are as two gods of stellar, stellar wheat of fend. And forfeited in the woods we spring. On gray, on gray,
are the seas, we are seas,
we are seas,
we are two of those cheerful waves.
Receptive, pervia.
We are snow, wrinkled, darkness, wrinkled, darkness,
wrinkled, darkness, wrinkled, darkness,
wrinkled, darkness, wrinkled, darkness, wrinkled, darkness, we are each product and influence of the God. We have circled and circled till we have arrived home again, we two.
Avoided all but freedom, we avoided
all but freedom, all but freedom,
and all
but
knowledge,
all but joy. We too, all but our own joy, we too, all but our own joy, we too, all but our own joy, all but our joy, all our joy, all but our joy, all our joy, all but our own joy, we too,
all but our freedom, and all but our freedom, and all but our freedom,
and all but our freedom, and joy.
Two movements from We Two by American composer Stephen Samitz, premiered by Contus in 2008 and performed by them in this 2019 concert at Pickman Hall at the Longy School in Cambridge. You're listening to WCRB In Concert with the Celebrity Series, and this debut concert by Contus is entitled Alone Together, pulling together threads from popular, classical, and new music to form a brilliant musical tapestry. And even though that piece was described as the last, I happen to know, Contus has one more. It's by Canadian composer Don McDonald, When the Earth Stands Still.
Storm still coming, and you'll
When the Earth Stands Still, Don McDonald's setting of his own text, ending with the hopeful words, "So stay with me, held in my arms like branches of a tree. They'll shelter you for many years." And that ends the Celebrity Series concert by the vocal ensemble Contus at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music. You can learn more about Contus and the Celebrity Series by starting at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's also where you can listen to an interview with two members of Contus or listen again to this concert. That's at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. I'm Jessie Jacobs. Another ensemble that had a recent Celebrity Series debut is the Dover String Quartet. The quartet sprang onto the classical music scene in a big way in 2013, when it won every prize there was to win at the Banff String Quartet competition. Since then, the Dover Quartet has appeared in concert halls throughout the world, and critics have described its playing as flawless. It is quartet in residence at Northwestern University, and last summer, the Dover Quartet became the first ever quartet in residence at the Kennedy Center in Washington. And like Contus, the Dover Quartet played its Celebrity Series debut at the Longy School's Pickman Hall. And from that concert, here is Dvorak's 14th and final string quartet, played by the Dover Quartet on WCRB in concert. Thank you. Dover Quartet playing Dvorak's last string quartet in their Celebrity Series debut concert. I hope you get a chance to hear the Dover Quartet in person. There's an opportunity coming up at Amherst College in Amherst, Massachusetts on February 14th at 8 o'clock. I'm Jesse Jacobs, and you're listening to WCRB in Concert with the Celebrity Series. Tonight on WCRB in Concert with the Celebrity Series, we've heard debut concerts from Contus and the Dover String Quartet. The next Celebrity Series debut concert is on Thursday, January 23rd at 8 o'clock, featuring the amazing Moldavian violinist Patricia Kobachinskaya with cellist Jay Campbell, at Pickman Hall at the Longy School of Music. You can learn more about the Celebrity Series by starting at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Thanks so much to Contus and to the staff of the Celebrity Series for their assistance with tonight's broadcast. Thanks also to recording engineer and audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross. Alan McClellan produced tonight's program. Our executive producer is Brian McCreath. I'm Jesse Jacobs. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.